Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
If you can make it personal, it's personal. It starts with me.
If all you want is success, and that's all you see, you will not have it. The end game, the aim, the target is about consistently following a guideline. You cannot have success without process, without purging, without sacrificing. You cannot have it. It is virtually impossible.
I've never been one to set realistic goals. I've always wanted the best. I've always wanted to be the best. And I've always continued to put the work behind that. I want you guys to realize that when people tell you to set realistic and obtainable goals, I truly believe those people, without maybe realizing it, are insulting you because they don't think that your fragile little ego can take the heartache of disappointment.
And so if all you want is the success, if all you want is a trophy, but you don't want a story, a process, if you don't want to be made into something, then you've already missed it. You've already failed. You've already tanked. And so once you get this, everything changes. Everything changes. There's a myriad of things that we have to sacrifice. And there are seasons of sacrifice. And there are sometimes where a series of months you have to sacrifice, or a series of days, or a set of hours when you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice is going to have to become your companion and no longer your enemy. Too many of you think sacrifice is your enemy. Sacrifice is a curse word. Sacrifice is bad. I don't want to sacrifice. Well, guess what?
And the truth is, guys, the reason I say I set huge goals isn't just because I think I can accomplish them. It's because I know that if I don't accomplish them, those unrealized expectations hurt. The disappointment that you feel when you set massive goals and don't hit them is a great thing.
Paradox comes with purpose. You cannot have promise without peril and pain. And so when sacrifice becomes your companion, it is only then that we can begin to step into the process of what is required to climb mountains. Everybody wants to get to the top of the mountain, but nobody wants to climb. Sacrifice is going to build me. Sacrifice is going to prepare me. I'm going to be equipped. I'm going to be conditioned. What have been the biggest obstacles in your life? What has stopped you? What has hindered you? What has provoked you to get lazy? Hindrances, weights that are stopping us, that are prohibiting us from advancing. When did you get to the point where you snapped so easily? When you let go so easily? When you gave up so easily? When are we going to step forward? When are we going to march into this thing? All of us are holding on to something that is familiar and we are comfortable, and it has become our paradigm, our pattern, our way of life. And if we're honest, we can't see ourselves without this thing.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build. It's time to take a deep dive into the deeper parts of yourself, the parts of you that nobody sees. When you take something personal, it gets personal. I'm not just putting on the front. I'm not just here in public to make you smile and applaud me and support me and make comments and share my video. I'm not here. I make this thing personal.
You guys have to understand that pain teaches. When you feel pain, it should not be something that you wallow in and that you cry about. Maybe you cry about it for a day, okay? That's acceptable. But the point is that when you have something that does...
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Doesn't go the way that you want, that is a trigger for you to go out and create a situation where it is impossible for you to not get what you want.
Everything that I do in public, I've done it in private. And so I'm just asking you, don't just scream on a stage or be connected to millionaires or strive to be a CEO or an investor or a politician or an athlete or a musician or a singer. I'm just wondering, can you conquer in the dark? When you make it personal, what you do behind closed doors matters. I'm just wondering when you're gonna make it personal.
And that's the difference between people who succeed and people who don't. People who succeed understand that pain teaches them to level the fuck up. They don't whine and cry and bitch about how shit's unfair. Dude, I could just as easily be a 39-year-old man crying about the girl that broke my heart and if I was 17, like most people do. But what did I do? And you could say this is petty, you could say it's whatever, but I operate from the dark side. And that means when people can do wrong to me, I make sure that I not only do what it is that they don't believe in me for, but that I rub it in their f***ing face later on in life.
And you're gonna make it about what it looks like that nobody sees. The part of you that nobody sees, where's your integrity behind the scenes? Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50. Come on, write it again. Come on, believe it again. Come on, sing again. Record the song again. Come on, I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on, who are you out there? You want influence? I'm not talking about just fame. I'm talking about influence, the power to change people's lives. Can you stretch yourself? Can you condition yourself? Come on, can you believe again? Can you see it again? Can you write again? Can you make this thing personal? That it doesn't start with the people connected to you. It starts with you. It doesn't even start with your past. It starts with where you are and where you're going. What did God put in you? Release it to the world. If it's going to be personal, make it personal. Don't just be great in public, be great in private. What you do in dark, if I pulled up your search history, what would I find? Would you still be an example to the world? If I went through your closet, if I went through your basement, if I went through your attic, if I went through your center console, if I went through your house, how personal is your purpose?
I was not a motivated high school student. I was not a super achiever in school. I wasn't voted most likely to succeed. okay? But that experience for me caused enough pain to kick me in the ass and say, you know what? I'm gonna fucking shove it down that bitch's fucking throat. And you know what? That's what I fucking did.
Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. But this time, make it personal. If you're gonna do it, if you're gonna accomplish it, if you're gonna achieve it, even if you're confused and it's cold and it looks crazy, and you're gonna need to know the difference between contribution and commitment. Because they're two very different things. See, everybody wants to contribute to destiny, but nobody wants to be committed to destiny.
I take the pain and I put it into productive action. I take every negative thing that someone says to me, about me, or whatever it is they believe or don't believe about me, and I use it to go out and do shit. And that's the difference. That's what you have to understand.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.